It is Daf Chaf Bet. And we were discussing last year if someone, the if you like the chashash or the where if someone's makdish his property and then he divorces his wife and the wife had a lien on that property was makdish and she can claim it back from hekdesh. If you remember, we discussed this. And we said actually that if he divorces her, he has to madir hana, he has to make a neder preventing himself from getting a hana for her, so he cannot remarry her. And there were different ways of explaining this. One way of explaining that, well, there was debate actually between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua whether he has to make such a neder. One understanding of the debate was that was Rav Manna, that actually there's a chashash whether he will be using what's called hararma, meaning needs the money back, and he's just divorcing his wife so that she can claim that money from the Hekdesh and then remarry her once again. One understanding there is chashash, and where Rabbi Yehoshua says there isn't. The other understanding of the debate is whether, importantly as well, is whether, in other words, we're all choshesh for harama, but according to if you like Beit Hillel, sorry, that Rabbi Yeshua's like Beit Hillel, that he has other ways of getting the money back. He can just nishalah lehekdesh. He can just say, I'll go to the chacham and said, I didn't realize that would result in me being bankrupt, and therefore I want to choser on my shelah hekdesh. And therefore, since he has that property to dispose, it's a possibility at his disposal, he wouldn't be divorcing his wife to get his money. So there's no chashash that this is a ploy. Then we said, the last question, we said that if it was a situation of a arev, meaning there was a guarantee on the ketubah, we said that everyone agrees that he would have to make a neder not to marry his wife if they're trying to take the funds out of that. And the final case we just left the Mishnah was, what happens if it's a matana? What if it's a gift he gave to someone from which she would be collecting the money back? Do we say that, we're choshesh that he's a bichozer on that? Or it was a gift in the beginning anyway. So why would he want to be using this as a trick to get the money back? Okay, so Gemara says Nishamim, how do we learn the following case? Krivtei d'Rabbi Chagai have a balchov kartas. Balchov kartas means he had a balchov which was a al bishtar. Okay, now ata mari chova v'taraf. The mari chova wanted to take the money back. Ata uvde kamei d'Rabbi Acha Amar, and therefore what's he, and then what he did, he wanted to divorce his wife. Now the wife is going to what? She's going to claim she had a lien on that property that the Balchov took. She had a she, hers predated his chov, and she's going to get the money back from this Balchov. Okay. Now the question is, if he's divorcing his wife, do we have to be concerned that he's only doing this to get the money back from the creditor? Okay. Now the question is, the first understandings is Amar, insert the word here, ain't sarich ladir hanayah, there's no concern. Rav Yossi says, take out the word ain't sarich ladir hanayah. This case of changes make sense here according to the we see the flow according to Korban Eidah. Amin chavaya kamei Rabbi Yossi, take away Rav Acha. Now there's Ye'ut Amar Rav Acha, Rav Acha's position makes sense. Rav Acha's position says that you don't have to know madir hanayah. Why? De'in chazar hu aleya lo ati marachova v'taraf. Which is an interesting situation. In other words, you're concerned that this is just a ploy to get the money back from the Baal Chov. Okay, so then what happens is let's follow the story. That let's say if it is some sort of scheme, he divorces his wife, she gets the money back from the Baal Chov. Then what happens is he ends up marrying her. She brings those assets back into the second marriage, if you like. Those assets become his assets. And therefore, the Baal Chov can claim her back. So it would be a little bit of a waste of time. He won't be achieving what he's wanting to do. So therefore, ain't sarich lader hayna. He doesn't have to make it. It seems to me, again, they're saying the Talmidim saying to Reb Yossi that it seems to make sense what Rav Acha's position is that he doesn't need to madir hana. However, Amar la Reb Yossi, no. There's ways that what he can do. He can, use techniques in order to make sure the Balchov can't take it. How so? Meaning he can remarry her with this money. Avdalum tashitim. He can make it lemtaltalin. He can make her jewelry. Or avdali parapurnan. Parapurnan is michutz lapurnan. Meaning he when he marries her, he can marry her on condition that he has no rights to the what she brings in. It's like outside the nadunya, if you like. So therefore, they can have that money back in their marriage without the Balchov being able to claim it. So Amar Chagai Moshe, meaning make a shvuah, Yehut Amar Yossi. It makes a lot of sense, the position of Yossi, that there is a means of him, sorry, we should be choshesh that he's only divorcing his wife to get that money back from the creditor, right? So we should be concerned for that situation. Nonetheless, Nafak Uvda, those halacha went out, if you like, Kerebi Acha. Rav Acha, in other words, in that situation of a Baal Chob, he doesn't have to Madir Hana. If that's the case, in the case of Matana as well, we say Ein Sarich Ladir Hana. That's what seems to be the, if we're bringing this as a proof, it seems to, to answer the question up above, it must be the same, the Dulor is the same. Okay, let's now continue with the Gemara. Taman. Gemara is asking a question. Tamata Amar Tetzeveti Rebbe Eder. If someone is Nish'al Al HaNeder, right? If you on his neder nezirut, what do we say? We saw back in the Mishnah that all these commodities set aside will be neder. They can simply there's no kedusha on them whatsoever. If he went to a chacham time to his neder, mashmo what you can show al hakdish nachon. However, and now we're saying according to Beit Shammai, we saw up above. Remember, we tried to say the way I started the shir that the machloket of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is actually based on machloket of Rabbi Shammai Beit Hillel, and Beit Shammai is of the opinion that what that ein nishel al hakdish. So how, that seems to be do a stira. The Havamina is later, when we said that someone can do a she'ela on his korba, on his nezirut, that's, everyone says that. And he had korbanot. That's effectively, that's going to affect his korbanot, and those korbanot are no longer kadosh. We said terevetze be'eder. But we just set up above that someone can't nishal, well, according to Beit Shammai, he can't nishal al hekdash. That seems to be a contradiction. So Gemara says, no, you've got it wrong. Because Amri Osi Barbon Taman le Niziruto Nishal, Mikoach Niziruto Yatzu Kumanotav Lechulin. In other words, there's a difference. Beit Shammai says you can't Nishal al Hekdish. If I'm Makdish something to the base of Mikdash, I can't directly do a Shela. In this situation, Nizirut isn't Hekdish. Yes, a consequence of the him being Shoel on his Nizirut, his Neder Nizirut, will be that those Korbanities separated will become Chulin. But it's not a direct Shal al Hekdish. It's a shela ala nezirut. And because there's no nezirut, it just happens to be a consequence of that is those korbanot were never hekdesh. But you're not directly being nishal ala hekdesh. So therefore, there's no stira. That's the way he explains it. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rav Yirmiya b'shem Rav Chuna, and Rav Chizkiya, we'll say Rav Chizkiya, and Rav Acha says b'shem Rav Yochanan, kol amamodi, everyone agrees, she'ein nishal ala tmura. Granted that there's a machlok when it can mean nishal ala hekdesh, that's a bit of a behilal, it seems to be that there's no machlok when it comes to being whether you can do shal ala tmura. Again, tmura is, I have a perfectly good korban, and I say, I've got another animal there, and I'd like to say that one I want to exchange for this one. In instead, what we say here, you cannot do that, it's an isur in the Torah, and both animals are korbanot. Seems to be, even though there's machlok with nishal ala hekdesh or not, when it comes to tmura, everyone agrees you can't. Ma pligin, what's a machloket? The machloket is shebeit shamai omrim kishem she'ein adam nishal ala tmura kachin nishal hekdesho. That just as one can nishal ala hekdesh, so to one can tmura, so to one can nishal ala hekdesh, whereas Beit Hillel says adam nishal ala hekdesh ve'ein nishal tmura tol. They're the two different categories altogether. That's one understanding. However, what's very interesting here is Rabbi Shimon bar Shemim lakis b'shem Rav Kafra. He says as follows. Now he's cholek now on Rabbi Yochanan. If you remember, Rabbi Yochanan seemed to suggest that the machloket is whether regarding hikdashu. I'll show you here. If you have a look on the korban, it says paliga Rabbi Yochanan v'sova lekula alma hikdash taot b'taot lo have hikdash. He understands now. Till now, we've explained that machloket b'sham bet Hillel in the Mishnah has got to do with hikdash taot hikdash or not. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish says no. No one holds Taot Hekdesh as Hekdesh. Elohaino time at the Beit Shammai dad yachol lefaresh dvarav, that you can interpret what he is saying. Meaning, Shema sha'amar shor shachor sha'atzah kamadot harishon shebechoim sha'atzah. Remember, we said before that, what's the machlok in the Mishnah? We said that if someone says the shor shachor, let's get the last one exactly right. He says, shor shachor sha'atzah mi beit yirishon harayu hekdesh. Okay. And if a white one come out, we say, well, it's hekdesh, as we thought to say. But what Rav Shimon HaShlaki is saying is not, but not based on that, is we can mafarish his lashon that not to mean the first one that comes out that is black, but rather the first black one that comes out is going to be hekdesh. And since you can mafarish his dvarav like that, it's not based on Tawad hekdesh, we're just mafarish his words. So let's have a look what that means. For example, Shor Shachor Tzal Mibayit Rishon, back to the Gemara, sorry. Reb Shimon Malakish B'Shem Rav Bar Kav says, Atafso Mishum Mishem Shor and Mishem Rishon. Meaning, Shor shachai shatzami bad rishon v'yatzalavan v'yatzu shchorim acharav. Let's say he says again, shor shachor shatzami beiti rishon. And then what happens? White ones come out, and if after the white one comes out, eventually comes a black one. Then atafso mishum rosh shachorim. You simply interpreted what he's saying to me, the first black one. So in other words, what is considered kadosh now is not, according to Shimon and Lakish, not the first one that comes out, it's the first black one that comes out. Whereas again, Behilah says we don't mefarish devarav. Okay? Or if it's a shor laban shatzami beit yishon, v'yatza shachor. What if he says the first white one to come out, and then a black one comes out, v'yatzu levanim acharav, atosu mishum levanim shor, you say from the rosh levanim, you simply interpret what he's saying is the first white one to come out. Okay. Now next question, shor sha'amad al havus. V'nimtza ravutz, or ravutz v'nimtza umed. What if you've got, if you said, I want the shore that is by the trough, that is standing by the trough, and it actually was lying down, or squatting, if you like. Or you said the one that's squatting down, and it's standing. What do we say there? Now, what's interesting here is the Shire Korban, I'll just show you in the back of it, he says as follows. He says, the Pashta de Shmaitata, it seems to be that Mashma, they were still talking about Beit Hillel. What's interesting is that if you remember in the Mishnah, Beit Hillel's opinion, if it says Shor Shachor and it's Lavan, it's not Kadosh. So why isn't this even a question regarding standing and sitting? So therefore, it's skipping a bit. It says, V'yeshlamar Shor Shachor v'yatza Lavan gufa davar shor lekdish lo yatza rishon. The reason why Beit Hillel says in the Mishnah that if it's a black one, and if he says, I want the black one and the white one comes out, well, the gufa davar, that what I wanted to makdish is not makdish, it's not, that didn't come out. I wanted black and it's white. In this situation, the question is, that I wanted the ox by the trough to be hektish. However, there's no difference in the gufa davar. It's still the ox. It could be the black one even. It says, Ela betnuatav, it's simply in its posture, in its standing, if you like, it's sitting, thing. That's what's changed. Hilkach, maybe that's have a hektesh, and he says v'docha. It's difficult to explain it that way. Maybe it might be easy to explain the whole sugya like Beit Shammai, but as he says, Pashup Pshat says Beit Hillel, and therefore would be a grounds difference between them. So the Gemara says, Yehi baka hada demar rav avahu b'shem rav Yochanan. Nitkaven nitrom chitin v'taram se'orim. Let's say someone wanted to, he had kavana to take truma from a pile of wheat, and he ended up taking it from a pile of barley. Balayla, if it's at nighttime, lo asaklum. At nighttime, it's not, because in that situation, if you look at the Korban Edah, it's iafshar lavim bekal. It's not so. Earlier. Kivan shafrasho ata b'taut. It was a simply mistaken hafrasho when it comes to truma samaisras. Shloi efshar lo avchin. However, bayom masha asu asui. So back in the Korban Edah, aval bayom efshar lo avchin. You're able to distinguish. You can see the difference in wheat and barley. Vafilu hachi, nonetheless, you were mafrish from se'orim. So mistam ha'ita kavanato lakach litrom hakri hazeh chitim o se'orim. Therefore, even though you said chitim, your intention really was whatever it is. I want to do hafrasha. Hachanami so to biyom havei ekdesh balal lo asaklum. So too, when it comes to this shore that's, what you said, standing and squatting, the difference between daytime and nighttime. However, the Gemara continues, Shchimti b'nimtza agron. These are two different colors of wheat. Even though it's red and white, the differences are very much more subtle than just bright white and bright red. Afilu b'yom lo asaklum. Even during the daytime, we'd say that it was done in error. And therefore, because why? Because in the day, it's, again, yefshar lavchim bekal. Okay. Gemara now continues. We said out a Mishnah, Shchor, the first one that's black that comes out, is hektish, and a white one comes out, then we say that's a machloka Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. What happens though if it was an ayil that came out? Then we say lo klum. It's nothing. Korban Edah says amar shor sheyatza rishon veitza ayil lav klumu. However, egel, if it was a calf that comes out, in then it works. Dichtiv egel ben bakar lechatat, because you find the terminology of egel referring to even older calf, and therefore a shor, and therefore the terminology egel and shor is the same. So in other words, it's still the same mishpacha, same family. If he says keves, lo klum, once again. Now the Gemara now says slaim. Now if you remember, that was the next case in our Mishnah. We said if he says dina zahav sha'alab rishon, and valak shel keser. So Gemara says, what happens if you pulled out Sla'im? Simple other types of denomination of coins. Then that's lo klum. It's completely different hemisphere, different categorization completely. Simli putot lo klum. If it was dinar zahav, then it's kadosh. Okay, so it seems to be that we have to still be in the right sphere, if you like, for this in this machlok Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Even according to Beit Shammai, in other words, it's a difference between a lavan and shachor, but if a completely different animal comes out, then it sounds like it wouldn't be hekdesh. Okay, let's now learn the Mishnah. This is now halacha bet. Mishnah zav ben azir v'nish al chachamim. Someone was made a neder, and we've made references a few times, to be a nazir. And then he went to chacham to undo the neder. The asro, however, as opposed to before when he was matir the neder, now the chacham says, sorry, there's no grounds to undo this neder. Moneh mishah shenazar. He has to count his nizir from the time he took on the neder. The Gemara will discuss this. Nishala chachamim, after the chachamim were matir, then we say, vehi tiro, and his matir, vatabim, and it's already an animal separated for korbanot. This is one we made reference to serve, but there's no kedusha whatsoever on them, and they can simply go and be with other flock. Amru beit hillel beit shammai. Ah, look at this. Einatam modim bazer shehu hektesh ta'ut shetatsevet rebe eder. You said before hektesh ta'ut is hektesh. Here, when you look at the case of, we see you're agreeing with me. If nishal, if he's did a she'ela on this nezirot, it's not considered it's terevet sebe eder. Now, he could have responded differently. However, he's working with the assumption of Beit Hillel says Amru lo Beit Shammai, or they should say Amrulahem Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says to them, meaning Beit Hillel. Iatam, don't you agree? B'mishta avakrala chi'i asiri v'asiri chi'i. This is referring to masa behima. And again, the animals go one by one, and he marks it with red in terms of the every tenth one. That one becomes Masa Behemah, the every tenth newborn animal. It says, if you call the Asiri Tishi'i Asiri, if you call the ninth one tenth, you call the tenth one ninth, V'lachad Asara, and you call the 11th one the tenth. In other situations, we've got this special dinim that become Kaddish. So you see, that's a Hektish Tal, that's Hektish. Isn't that a good grounds for that? So Gemara says, no, Amar Lehem Beit Hillel, but it says, no, you got that wrong. That's not based on Hektish Tal, Hektish. Lo Ashevet Kitcho. Rather, it's a Gzerot HaKatuv. The Gzerot HaKatuv is that the 9th and 11th can become Masa Behema. Ilu Ta'av Eniach Deshev. Let's say he called the 8th one 10th. Would it work? Or Shnemas or the 12th one? Clearly it wouldn't. Shema Saklum. Ela Katuv Shikidesh Et HaYisirah Uki Shikidesh Et Shivet HaChadasar. Again, we'll have to learn that in more detail when it comes to the laws of Masa Behema. But it's a Gzerot HaKatuv. Fine, let's now learn the Gemara. Misha Nazam Nazir. Tani Beit Shami Armim. Misha Shinish Al. But Hillel says Misha Shenazar. Okay, this is again someone who tried to do she'ela to go to the Chachamim do she'ela on his nizur. The Chachamim says no. We see a debate. Beit Shammai and Hillel says from what time would he have to start counting his nizirut? Either from the time he went to the Chacham. That's Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel says from the very beginning with makabel the nizirut. Gemara says manan kaimin. What's even the debate? Im b'shigil gel b'nizro. If he wasn't taking on any of the practices of a Nazir in the time between he became a Nazir until the time he went to the Chacham, kula amamode b'shasha nashal. There's no question that it'll be from the time the Chacham says, no, I'm sorry, you're a Nazir. Im b'shelo gilgel. If, however, he observed all the terms of Nizirut, he was absolutely doing it lamahadrid, if you like. And then he went to the Chacham and said, I'd like to do shel, and the Chacham says, I'm sorry, you have to keep going. Well, kol am amod, everyone agrees. There's no reason to say that he has to start the count from now. It's from the very beginning. He's been observing it perfectly. The Shasha Nazar. What then is the debate in the bright of Beit Shammai Hillel? The Gemara says very clearly, it says, Ela kenayim batid lishael. This is this dealing with a person who took on his nizirot and they thought, actually, you know, I'm going to go to a Chacham. But he just simply didn't get around to it. A week or two in, he goes to the Chacham. Beit Shammai and Mekemen Shatid Lishael Bigil Megagelhu. That since he in his mind already decided to go to Chacham to undo the Neder, Mistama, we're concerned that he didn't, like he would have slipped up or wouldn't have done the actual conditions of a Nazir. However, Beit Hillel says, no, Ilu Gilgel, had he really disregarded in his Nizirut, Lo Anishali wouldn't have even gone to the Chacham to matir the Neder. So in other words, there's a debate then in terms of someone in his mind said he wanted to nishal al neder, but took time to do so. Are we concerned that how he behaved in that intervening period? That's machlok Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Okay, fine. If you have a look here, it's kind of interesting. The commentator explains it differently to what I explained it actually. He says, Lishael ad olo. And it's not that it's like he forgot whether he was observing in that time period. That's where the Mechami Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai says Mistama he didn't, whereas Beit Hillel says Mistama he did. Now the Gemara says, Hareisha Nazar Vahayam Megalgel Benizirot. Let's say someone again, he was Mekabel to be a Nazir, and he was again disregarding the practice of the Nazir. The Gemara now says, Ein Nishalin lo. Now, Inishilun sounds like with the Chacham comes up, sorry, Ella in Kenahag behem be Isor Kamishana behet, der Dibra Behuda. Unless those days that he was disregarding the Nizirot, he actually observes first. Now, the term Einishalin sounds like if he comes to Chacham to undo the Neder. However, what's interesting here, the Korban Eder says, if you have a look clearly, it says, Mishnazar mea yom velo nahag Nizirot shishim yom. No, I missed a bit. Yes, sorry. Einu mevi korbanot tav ad shina yinhog nizirot kaminyan amim shelo nahag nizirot. It means that we don't let him, if you like, end his nizirut without first observing the practice, observing the terms of nizirut in the time he was mezalzel with the nizirut. Now the Gemara is going to try and understand this because what are we talking about? This knas and how is it a knas? Is a mikra din? What's going on? So Amar Rav Yossi b'meir remim b'nazir muruba. We're talking about a Nazir, he took on a Nizr for a long period of time. Aval ben-Nizro, if it was a short-term Nizirut, then Dayo b'shloshim yom. Gemara says, 1 second, what difference does it make a difference how you apply the Knas if you took on a long Nizirut or a short Nizirut? What difference does it make? Ela achinu, rather, this is the case. Merubah. This is referring to a case where someone in mezalzel in nizirut for an extended period of time, meaning, let's say it was 100-day nizirut, and he was disregarding it for 60 of those days. Aval gilgel benizro zman mu'at. However, it was only 2 weeks of it. Then dayo, interesting lashon of dayo, because dayo usually means makel, but here it says has to be 30 days. Well, dayo doesn't, the lashon doesn't fit it so neatly in the shari korban chainsaw, but we'll leave it with the gersway in front of us now. So Manan came and says, okay, I'm still a little lost. What's going on? If you're talking about someone who has been met during this time period, there's nothing to talk about. He sought there everything. He became tamemet. If because he cut his hair, everyone agrees he's only sought there 30 yom. So what's this kol yomim or 30 days? What are we even talking about? What's this, and what is Megalgel? What's Mezalzel will with? So Ella Ken and Kaimi must be talking Shagilgel Biyayin, specifically wine. He was drinking during that time. Now, just to explain, before we get to Bo'omer B'toch Nizirutso, let me explain. I'll show you the Korbanet. It says, Ella Hachama Eskinan, Sha'avar V'shata Yayin. Demin Hadin really. Despite the fact someone drinks wine, during Nizirut, he's chayv malchus. He would get malchus. It's a bad, he's a naughty boy. It's a love. However, eino soter, it doesn't actually break the Nizirut. The chachamim just simply made a knas. Okay, so therefore, that's what we're saying is it wouldn't ikaradin break it. Nonetheless, the chachamim say, oh, you were noyeg for 40 days drinking wine during your term in Nizirut b'Isur, fine. Before you can finish Nizirut, you have to now extend your Nizirut by another 50 days. Okay? And if it was only 2 weeks, then according to the simple reading we've had the Yerushalmi here, you'd have to have another 30 days. But specifically, we're talking about drinking wine. Because if it was he cut his hair, it's only 30 days. And if it was he gained time and met, well, the whole thing's ruined. There's nothing to even talk about. Okay? Fine. Now the Gemara says, just to finish it, that is only be'omer betoch nizirut. That's only if you drank wine during that time period. Then noheg be'isur. However, aval be'omer lachar niziruto, if it's after his complete nizirut, then achol satar. So what does this mean? I'll read the Korban Eda. That's lo amran tzrich linhog isur kemim shenahag bayam isur be'sha'avar v'shtayayin toch yamei niziruto. That's only if it was during the nizirut like we've been explaining it. Aval shata achar well, here the Girsa in front it says Achal Satar, but it sounds like, or Kol Satar, it sounds like here his Girsa, well, the parish it says, Eino Soter. He wouldn't soter at all. Must be some sort of girsa change here. That's why it says hachi girsa eino soter, not achal satar. So rather, what would you give him if he was drinking wine after he's completed his term in Israel before bringing the korbanot? Ella, what makinoto makamardos? He give makamardos. He give him rabbinic malchus, which we've said is actually more severe. All right, kol tov. Have a good everyone.